Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild. Hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts. Hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his co-host, Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good evening, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Grills Gone Wild. This is your host, Brilliant Ideas, and my trusty sidekick, Crispy, who's out in Orlando, Florida, playing with Mickey Mouse. Good evening, Mr. Crispy.
That's right. No, I don't play with Mickey Mouse. Jeez.
That's not what I hear. That's not what Minnie tells us.
But, you know, not even isn't. 5 seconds into the show and under the blocks already.
Well, awesome. You know, we are a Mickey Mouse outfit. Anyway, I just was running over to get ready for the show, and I couldn't get the dogs out of the studio and had to pick up one of the dogs and throw it in another room, and trying to figure out what that smell was on my fingers before the show.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't realize, I guess, do they make dog deodorant?
Actually, they do, believe it or not. Yes, they do.
I got to get me some, because do they make, is it called Canine Guard or maybe Bark and Dry?
The company that I was working for when I first started there, I saw some unusual products, and one of them was actual, I think I posted it on my Facebook, it was dog deodorant. It was supposed to smell like Calvin Klein or something.
We need it over here because my little dog's got a problem, and are you feeling okay today, Crispy? Are you feeling a little blue?
Not really.
You're supposed to play along, but anyway, today is
yes, I'm so sad today. Oh, woe is me.
Woe is me. Well, tonight is blue moon night. You know, you've heard the old saying, once a blue moon, and I guess it means...
Yes.
The moon is full twice in the same month, so if you're feeling a little under the weather or a little down, it's because of being blue moon tonight. And my grandmother used to always say that once in a blue moon. I think the next one doesn't happen until July 2015, so enjoy the blue moon over there in Orlando while you can.
Yes, in fact, I'm having a blue moon beer as we speak. How about that? Yeah, in celebration of blue moon.
Hey, maybe the sponsor. Go ahead, keep mentioning their name. Maybe they're listening.
Maybe. We need you for a sponsor, please.
Yes, we do. And speaking of sponsors, what a great segue. That was pretty good for us. We need to mention our sponsors. And you know what we forgot to do? We forgot to re-record the ad for one of our sponsors, Don Pablo Cigar Factory. But I guess I'll still play the ad, even though I sound like a doofus. So here's Don Pablo Cigar's ad. Everybody check them out.
Hey, Mr. Brilliant Ideas, what's new?
Hey, Crispy, check out what I got today. I got a box of cigars from the Don Pablo Cigar Factory.
Awesome! I was just checking out the website for the Don Pablo Cigar Factory over at www.donpablocigars.com.
Yeah, did you know they have a great selection of cigars like natural, sweet, and Maduro?
They also have cognac, vintage, and aromatic cigars as well.
The Don Pablo Cigar Factory has their very own cigar makers, each with over 30 years experience, and they are masters in their field.
Every cigar sold at the Don Pablo Cigar Factory is handmade and hand-rolled from scratch right in front of the customer. How cool is that? The Don Pablo Cigar Factory can be reached at 1-800-537-4957. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-537-4957. Order your cigars today from www.DonPabloCigars.com.
Yes, check out Don Pablo Cigar Factory. They've got great product, smooth cigars. Check them handmade, as we said in the ad. And
were you yelling at your dogs while I was playing? Because I heard somebody talking besides the commercial. I wonder if Blog Talk's got their wires crossed. I heard something. It was inaudible. I was like, what's he doing? Is he spraying the dog with Febreze?
No, it wasn't me. I didn't hear it on my end, but maybe you're hearing voices.
Maybe. The blue moon is...
it's the blue moon. You're howling at the blue moon. And we'll mention our other sponsor to get that out of the way and do our business, Albuquerque Seasonings. We have been talking about them now for about 3 months. It's a great product.
Good
I
stuff.
Use it. Oh, it's good stuff. I use it on popcorn, the SPG on popcorn the other night, and the night before I tried the green chili on popcorn. So you can use it on pork, beef, fish, chicken, popcorn, pancakes.
I even sautéed some baby bell mushrooms and used a little bit of the green chili seasonings on the mushrooms, and it actually came out pretty awesome.
Yeah, it sounds actually really good. And we're not kidding, folks. If you haven't checked it out, go to their website, check out the product, get some. You will not be disappointed. If you don't have the ability to cook very well, like Christy and I don't have that ability.
Correct.
This this helps out tremendously, gives you a real good taste on your food, and you can't go wrong, and I'm going to play their ad right now.
Has your dinner been tasting a little bland lately? Do you love to barbecue? If you answered yes to these questions, then I have a great solution for you. Let Albuquerque Seasonings spice up your next meal. Albuquerque Seasonings offers rubs and sauces that feature new Mexico chili products that add a distinctive taste with a southwestern kick. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Albuquerque. Follow us on Twitter at Albuquerque Barbecue. And most importantly, check out the website and order some great rubs and sauces over at www.albuquerqueseasonings.com. That's spelled Albuquerque seasonings.com.
Yes, check out Albuquerque Seasoning. Did you hear voices that time, Crispy?
Yes, I did. That was weird. Yeah, very weird.
You're hearing things. I think.
Maybe. Maybe I picked up a new superpower drinking the beer.
I guess the blue moon did it to you. But anyway, we must move forward. We got all the business out of the way and took care of our sponsors, and we talked about dog deodorant. And I'm trying to figure out a segue from there, and I can't think of it. So we're going to bring on our first guest. And
yes,
we have a special guest. And she's probably listening right now thinking, oh, my God, what have I got myself into with these two? But
I know, right?
J.C. Dawn is coming on to join us. And if you happen to be on watching the show, well, not watching, listening, but looking online, you can see J.C.'s got quite a background. She comes to us as a country music singer-songwriter from Nashville, Tennessee. And if the buttons are working correctly, she should hear our voices right now. Good evening, J.C.
Good evening. How are you?
All right. Welcome
great.
To the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come see the Bad Boys of the Foodie Radio. And I got to ask you the first question, because this is pretty exciting to me to have you on. You've been opening act for quite a few big names in the industry, and you perform on stage. And have you ever heard the thing about 7 Degrees from Kevin Bacon?
I sure have.
Do you know Kevin Bacon?
No, I do not know Kevin Bacon.
But I bet one of those people like Willie Nelson or one of those folks probably do.
Exactly. Exactly. That's how I justify Cher. Cher is like my idol that I have not met yet. And so I must know someone that knows her. And so for right now, that's good enough for me.
Well, hey, this is pretty cool. We're probably like 2 degrees from Kevin Bacon, Crispy. Speaking of Bacon,
I know,
Crispy,
right?
Crispy Bacon.
There you go. There you go.
There you go. Anyway, JC, I was just thinking about that. I thought, you know what? She knows some famous people. So I've always wondered if I ever be 7 degrees away. I think we're probably at least 2 or 3 away. But thank you for
coming on
the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You got yourself into a mess hanging out with us, but we'll try to be good and not blame ourselves tonight.
No, this is going to be fun. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I got to start off with the first thing is I want people to hear some of your music. But I was going through your bio and checking out your website. And by the way, those that are listening, it's real easy to remember is her website, which is as a link on our show, which is www.jcdawn.com. And that's spelled J-A-C-Y, Dawn, D-A-W-N. You can go and find out more about JC on her website. But I just want to, I guess, a couple questions I had for you while I'm pulling up some of your music here. You've written and produced and performed all the songs on your, is it 2 CDs you have now?
I do, and actually all the music that I think you're going to be playing tonight is all for my upcoming album. So what I wanted to do is kind of give some of my fans an opportunity to hear some unreleased music. So everything we're playing tonight is stuff that I've either been doing at shows or whatever, but it's all recorded and going to be on my upcoming album. Yes.
Oh, cool. And I guess I'm going to play the one I want to play first, since this is supposed to be a food show. And now Friday nights, we don't get into the food arena as much because we bring on talent on Friday nights and have a little fun.
Mm-hmm.
But the song that jumped out at me because this is a food song is Recipe for Love.
Right. That's a perfect song
there
for
you
guys to start with.
So I thought it would be pretty apropos that we play Recipe for Love. You want to tell us, like, what's the background on the song? Is there a little story behind why you wrote this song?
Sure. I actually wrote this with one of my friends, Brianna Tyson, who is a Nashville singer-songwriter also. And we were just sitting in her room one day trying to write a song, and we were talking about how if everyone had the perfect ingredients in their relationship, it would just be the perfect recipe for love. And so we were just going over all the things that would make it, you know, a perfect thing, like a touch of this or a sprinkle of that. And so we just came up with this cute little song, and it turned out to be a song that I started doing live, and people loved it. So we recorded it.
Yeah, it's a great song. Now,
thank you.
Crispy, you need to listen to this song because I know you might need some help in this.
Well, yes, given all the awesome dates that I've gone on from Craigslist, yes, it's been awesome.
All right, everybody, hang tight. This is JC Dawn, and the song is Recipe for Love.
Do to me, and I can't help but smile. I feel like a child.
You for Love. And Christy, did you learn anything from the song?
Yes, I was taking notes. Yes, sir.
And JC, we're known to be the guys that are with like the crock pot of love, so that's a fitting song for the show.
The crock pot of love. That's going to have to be a new song right there.
Yeah, do that. We need a song like that. Crock pot of love.
You do. You do.
So you're hanging out with kind of a big crowd, and looking through the list of people that you've opened for and also performed with, and I mean the list is like a who's who of country music, like Leanne Rimes, Reba McEntire, Wynonna, Willie Nelson, Vince Gill, et cetera, et cetera. We put here on the site,
yes.
And that's really great. It's amazing. How long you've been in Nashville performing?
Well, I've only lived here about 3 years. I'm originally from Massachusetts. And so I started performing there, you know, when I was really young. And I started coming to Nashville about 10 years ago. And just in the past 6 or 7 years, I started writing here. So I kind of, you know, was back and forth constantly and then decided to full-time it 3 years ago.
Well,
so it's been really great.
You've done a lot of writing for some of the artists that are out there. Like this song here called I'm Done. You co-wrote
uh-huh.
that with Kelly Lang, right?
I did, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I think
she
we'll
is
do.
A phenomenal songwriter. When I first moved to Nashville, she was the person that I was really, really wanting to write with. And so we ended up writing that song together, as well as a few other songs on her album, which is called 1111, by the way. And
1111.
We ended up becoming really, really great friends. And so it's really cool when a co-writer, you know, you start off writing with someone or, you know, looking up to someone, and then you end up getting to know them and really becoming friends with them. And I'm very grateful to have her, for sure.
Well, I think we should probably play that song. And that has been released on the CD called 1111, and that's available.
Yes.
Is that available in all stores now?
Yes, you can download it on iTunes also, or you can get it from her website, which is kellylang.net. And actually, the video is on the Country Network right now, and it's just been featured on Crook and Chase also.
Well,
so,
cool.
It's been getting a lot of really, really great reviews. That's probably the song I'm most proud of because of, you know, writing it with, you know, my best friend and also, you know, having it released and played on such, you know, cool networks that I always grew up watching. So that's a really, really important song to me.
Well, we're going to crank it up here and spin it on the record player. So everybody hang tight. This is JC Dawn. I'm Done.
I'm done crying. I've wiped away my tears. I'm done trying and wishing you were here, reliving every single fight. I'm done with all those sleepless nights. I'm done hurting. I'm tired of all this pain. It's not working, 'cause I know you'll never change. Done praying that you come around, 'cause I know you'll always let me down. Waiting on the phone to ring, wondering if you think of me. All of this is making me crazy. Driving past your house to see if she's there instead of me. Time for me to give this up. I'm done. I'm done. Waiting on the phone to ring, wondering if you
Kelly singing the song. I just wrote it with her. But actually, we wrote that song in a really cool way. I went over to her house one day, and we didn't even feel like writing. Sometimes, you know, you got to have the inspiration to, you know, sit in a room and write a song. You don't want to force it ever. And so she ended up reading me some pages of her diary, and I started taking some notes, and we ended up writing that song from direct quotes and lines and things that were in her diary. So it was a really cool song and really, you know, personal for her and, you know, for me because I was listening to it, and it was just a really, really special song to write.
Very.
It is a cool song. Now, I was reading while the song was playing, but, you're working along with superstars Lori Morgan and Pam Tillis as a production coordinator for their
I am actually, besides writing and singing, I also am involved in the business side of music, and that kind of came about just because I started, you know, doing my own promotions and marketing and stuff like that, and then it started growing, and I started taking on a few different artists, and most recently I've been working with Pam and Lori. They have a duo called Brits and Glamour, and they're on tour together, and they just are in the process of recording an album together. So, yeah, I mean, that is an absolute dream come true. I grew up listening to both of them, and, you know, I mean, I saw Lori Morgan sing at the Opry when I was really young, and just, you know, looking up to women like that when you're a little girl, and then getting the opportunity to be in the studio with them and to work with them, and it's just a dream come true for anyone, you know, especially for me, just because I've idolized them for so long. So it's very, very cool.
Yeah, because Christy and I always talk about when we're on this show, we've met a lot of people in the industry, and you know, there's a lot of talented folks out there that don't really make it, but they're really talented, and it's not what you know or who you know, it's who knows you. And my God, a lot of people know you.
Oh, that's sweet. I don't know. I think if you surround yourself with good people and you, you know, you kind of utilize all of your talents, and, you know, the music industry is a difficult one for sure. And you kind of just can't do one thing and expect, you know, to make a living at it. So if you're well-rounded and you know, you open your heart and your mind to all different areas of it, I think anyone can be successful if you put your mind to it. So it's definitely been great working with the two of them, for sure. I've learned a whole lot from them.
Well, you definitely have a lot of folks. And we'll go back to the food routine here on the show. And since you're on here with us, we always like to ask questions that maybe you don't get asked at other, on other radio shows, TV shows.
Okay.
So sticking with the food, do you have any specialties, like do you cook or bake or barbecue grill or anything like that?
My mom is listening right now, and she is laughing at this question. I am not the greatest cook in the world, but I do have a couple little things that I cook. I definitely cook macaroni and cheese, baked mac and cheese, which I got the recipe from my grandmother. That's a specialty. And my favorite thing to cook, which is also my favorite thing to eat, is baked salmon. So
baked
those
salmon.
Two things. Yes. But, you know, when you eat salmon and macaroni and cheese like 7 nights a week, it ends up not being that great.
No.
When those are the only two things I can make.
And then another question we ask people is, which kind of sometimes catches people off guard, but it's kind of an easy question, is if you could tell us, is there any other talents or hobbies or things that you may do that people may not be aware of that always laugh? I say, do you like play the spoons or anything like that? We had a lady on the other day who she was an opera. She was actually a chef. Turned out she was an opera singer, and she played the tuba. So do you have any other talents or hobbies?
Well, I don't play the tuba. That's definitely not my talent. Well, most people don't know this, but before I moved to Nashville, I was actually going to go to school as an art major. I got accepted as an art major, and I was going to go for that and try to pursue a career in art and graphic design and stuff like that. So I painted a lot, and so I guess that would be my secret talent. I don't do it as much as I would like to now just because of my schedule and I'm so busy, but I'm definitely crafty. So I don't know if that's considered a real talent, but
yeah, it is. No, that's a talent. You know, Crispy, my sidekick, he's got a hobby or a talent. He's like a superhero in Orlando, aren't you, Crispy?
Wow.
That's right. No, I'm not a superhero. I'm a super villain. Get it right.
Super villain. That's right.
I thwart my evil upon the citizens of Orlando, Florida, and Mickey Mouse. Yeah.
No, the reason I say that because in a few weeks on our show, we actually have a true blue superhero from Orlando coming on our show. His name is Master Legend. So.
Yes.
Well, I can't compete
with that.
We'll
see about that.
Yeah, I definitely can't compete with that. But.
So what are your big plans? Now, these songs we're playing, these are on your new album, and what plans? It has been released at this point, is that correct?
It has not been released yet.
Oh, it has not,
no.
Okay.
We were going to release just like an EP with like 6 songs, and then I decided that I really wanted to take my time, and this is the first album that I released where I've had, you know, complete creative control over it and produced it on my own, and I actually have recorded the majority of it up in the Boston area at Riverworks Production Studios. They have been amazing to work with, and a lot of my musicians are from that area still, and so I've, you know, used them, and we're still in the process of doing it. We have 4 songs completed, and we're just kind of adding them as we go, and I didn't want to complete the album and then, you know, find a song that I had written that I really had wished I put on there, because that's happened in the past, and so I'm just taking my time with it and kind of releasing it, you know, bit by bit, but we should have a single out pretty soon. So.
Well, it's good stuff. Now, the one Good to Be Queen, is that on the new album?
It will be, yes, and that is
okay.
Absolutely, I think, a fan favorite for sure. I love that song. It's my most favorite song to sing live.
Now, Crispy, don't get the wrong idea of Good to Be Queen. We're going to play the...
Right, I get it. Yes, I get it. Jeez,
I know.
I tell
anyway.
You what.
All right, we're going to play J.C. Dawn's new single called Good to Be Queen. Everybody hang tight. We'll be back after the song.
When I say jump, he says how high. Got him wrapped around my finger twice. Sometimes he's got to treat him like a child.
should be queen, yeah. He gets his way every now and then. He don't need to know it's all pretend.
Good to be queen. I can see that going to the top of the charts.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
And by the way, I want to mention to the people listening, if you want to call in, we've got a few minutes left in the show. If you'd like to ask JC a question, you can call in 714-242-5272. And by the way, Crispy, be thinking up your next question. You're on next. But if you'd like to call in, 714-242-5272. I always like to put Crispy on the spot. Okay, Crispy, the microphone is yours. Ask your question. I guess he's gone.
Okay.
He gets that way. He gets nervous. It must be the blue moon or something. We lost Crispy. So you got a couple more songs here, and give everybody a taste of all your music tonight while we had you on the show. And you've got one here, it's called Sorry, and you've got the one that's All Roads Final. Which one would you like to play next?
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's play All Roads. It's called All Roads Lead to Here, and I wrote that with a friend of mine named Leroy of the Bluegrass Duo The Roys. We wrote that song about our parents. We're both from Massachusetts originally. We both moved to Nashville. And we wrote it about our parents and you know, how sometimes you think the best place to go is far away from home, and then you realize that your heart is always going to stay where you came from. And so we both told them our experiences, and we wrote that song all about that.
Yeah, it's a really nice song. We'll play that next so the listeners can hear some of your new music, and we'll be back to chat for a few more minutes, and before we let you go, this is JC Dawn, All Roads Final.
Keep on waiting, there was no way.
Album is released, and we really do thank you, and You're welcome to come back anytime, and thank you for joining
our little
show. I
would love to. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. And there you go. That was J.C. Dawn, and we appreciate her coming on tonight. And I wanted to mention before we sign off here, tomorrow morning at 8:30 West Coast time. And what time is that, Crispy, on the East Coast?
11:30. You know, for a lot of our listeners may have smartphones. But
yeah.
The smartphones come with a world clock, and you can, like, on my smartphone, I have San Diego and Orlando time.
Hey.
So I know what time to tune in, and most of those apps are free, or they do come with your phone. That's right.
And if you can't add three, get yourself the app so it can tell you what time. We have problems sometimes with some of our guests not knowing what time the show is, but tomorrow morning, 8:30 West Coast, 11:30 East Coast, we're going to have another show, and we have got Jolie Madison, which is a past guest of ours, coming on the show. She's releasing some new music. She'll be on with us, and we also have an interesting group, Crispy. They're called Prohibition Bakery, and they have alcohol-infused cupcakes, and they're coming on the show, and I think we've got one more surprise, but it hasn't been finalized until I hang up the microphone here tonight. But everybody, we appreciate all your support. We appreciate the sponsor support, and thank you for joining us every Friday night and Saturday
yes.
morning. And Crispy, do you have anything else of words of wisdom before I sign off?
No words of wisdom, but if you own a bakery and you want to sponsor our show, that would be awesome, with cheesecakes and cupcakes and birthday cakes and all that fun stuff.
Well, the girls are coming on tomorrow with their little alcohol-infused cupcakes. We might need to talk to them about that.
Yeah, I know, right? That should be pretty cool. Very cool. We always have the coolest guests and musicians. I mean, our talent pool of musicians is just insanely awesome.
It is. And on that note, that awesome note, we're going to sign
right.
off with J.C. Dawn's, her song, Sorry. Sorry we have to sign off, but we're calling it a night. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
I know it hurts to hear these words.